Oyraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Yud Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Amud Beis by the second line from the top, last word on the line, Itmar. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing the dinim of Noyi Sukkah, of Sukkah decorations. So says the Gemara, Itmar, Noyi Sukkah, when it comes to Sukkah decorations, so Ein Mematin B'Sukkah, that doesn't subtract from the height of the Sukkah. Now Rashi points out that that's Bein Lekula and Bein Lechumra, meaning if you have a Sukkah that's more than 20 amos tall, and then you hang up some decorations. So now, if you count from the ground until the decorations, it's going to be less than 20 amos. The halacha is that Noi Sukkah doesn't subtract from the height of the Sukkah. And therefore, if the schach is more than 20 amos from the ground, the Sukkah is going to be pasul. Even though the Noi Sukkah makes it that technically it's lower, doesn't matter, even though the Noi Sukkah is bottled to the schach, it doesn't subtract from the height of the Sukkah. And it also goes Lekula, that if you have a Sukkah that's 10 tfachim tall, exactly 10 tfachim, the schach is 10 tfachim from the ground, the minimum shear, and you have some schach hanging down, making it that now the halal of the Sukkah is technically less than 10 tfachim, still the Sukkah is going to be kosher, because Noi Sukkah doesn't subtract from the height of the Sukkah. Rav Ashi said, Uminat started mimatin. However, if you put decorations on the walls of the Sukkah, so decorations of the walls of the Sukkah, so that subtracts from the width and the length of the Sukkah. If the Sukkah is, let's say, exactly Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, the minimum shear for a Sukkah, the way we paskin, is Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, and then you have Sukkah decorations up on the walls, so that now the inside of the Sukkah is less than Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, in such a case, the Sukkah is going to be possible, because even though it doesn't subtract from the height of the Sukkah, it does subtract from the area of the Sukkah, from the sides. And the Mefarshim explained that this is because the fact that the Sukkah has to be Zayin al Zayin Tfachim is a very practical thing. You have to be able to fit in the Sukkah. So if you have decorations on the walls, so then that's going to subtract from the minimum, that's going to subtract from that, from the shear of the Sukkah, because it's a very practical thing. A person has to be able to fit comfortably. So once you have Noyei Sukkah in there, so it's going to subtract from the area of the Sukkah. Says the Gemara Vayter, Min Yomin Avdi Der Vashi, Minyamin, who was the servant of Ravashi, it mishalei kisayinsa b'maya. So his shirt, it got soaked in water. So what did he do? V'ishtadcha amitlalta. So he hung up his shirt to dry on top of the schach of the sukkah. His shirt got wet, so what better place to hang up your shirt to dry than on the schach? So that's what he did. He put his shirt on top of the schach. So Amar Le Ravashi, so Ravashi, he saw what his Eved, Binyamin, what he did. So Ravashi said to him, Dalia, go get it off the Sukkah. The Le Lemrus, that people shouldn't say, Kamisakri Bedavra Makabal Toma, that we're using for Schach, something which is Makabal Toma. A shirt is a Kli, it's a Beged, it's Makabal Toma. And the halacha is that something which is Makabal Toma is possible for Schach. So he said to take off the shirts that people shouldn't think that we're using something which is mekabel tumah as schach. Now it seems that obviously no one was in there at the time that was actually using the sukkah, eating or sleeping in the sukkah, because otherwise it's not just the problem of maris ayin, then it's a problem of the fact that they're underneath the shirt, which is pasul schach. Elamai, it must be that over here no one was in the sukkah at the time, but still Rav Ashi told Minyamin to take off the shirt, except because of the maris ayin shabbos, that people shouldn't think that we're using this as the schach. So now Minyamin says back to Ravashi, he said, V'hakachazu le'derativa. Now what do you mean? Why is there marisayin? What's the problem? People see that it's wet. So therefore they know, they understand, when they see that the shirt is wet and it's hanging up there, they'll assume that it's just there to dry, and not that we're using it as schach, that it's just there to dry. So says the Gemara, that Rav Ashi said back to Minyamin, L'chiyav shekai minalach. That in a Hanami, right now it's wet and there's no problem of a Maris Ayin. I'm just letting you know for the future that when it dries, so be careful to take it off because of the Maris Ayin. Right when it dries, take it off so people shouldn't think that we're using it as schach. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Itmar Noye Sukkah, Hamuflagin Mimena Arba, when it comes to Sukkah decorations that a person puts by the schach, and it's four tfachim away from the schach. So if you have decorations that are within four tfachim, so then everything's fine. That's batel to the schach, everything's kosher. The shaila is, what happens if the decorations are four tfachim, they hang down four tfachim away from the schach? You have nice hanging decorations and they go four tfachim away. What's the halacha? Is that still batel to the schach? Or do we say that since it's so far away from the schach, that it's no longer batel to the schach? So it says the Gemara to Machlaikas. Rav Nachman Amar Kshera. Now it's important to get the names clear over here. That Rav Nachman says that the sukkah is kosher. It's still, even though it's four tefachim away from the schach, we could still say that the decorations are baltal to the schach. And Rav Chista, Rabba by Rav Huna Amri, Rav Chista and Rabba by Rav Huna, they said, that since it's so far away from the schach, so it's no longer baltal to the schach, and the sukkah is going to be possible, meaning if it's 4x4 tefachim, so it's considered schach possible. These decorations, which are presumably schach possible, it's considered like schach possible. It's not bottled to the schach once it's so far away. And potentially, then it could even possible the whole sukkah, depending on how much decorations there are. So again, so Rav Nachman said kosher, and Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said possible. Now says the Gemara that Rav Chista, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, who again, they were the ones who said that such decorations are considered like schach possible when they're so far away from the schach. So what the Gemara says a story that one time, Iklu Lebei Reish Galusa. These two Amorayim, they went to the house of the Reish Galusa, and apparently it was Sukkos. And Agninu Rav Nachman, so now Rav Nachman, it's important to realize that Rav Nachman was the Rav in the house of the Reish Galusa. So when Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, when they came to the Reish Galusa's house, and it was Sukkos, so Rav Nachman was the one in charge of setting up the Sukkah for Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. And now again, Rav Nachman was the one who said that Nuyei Sukkah is allowed to be four tefachim away from the Schach. It's still going to be bottled to the Schach. So again, so now says the Gemara, Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, they went to visit the house of the Reish Galusa, and Agninu Rav Nachman besukkah, and Rav Nachman put them to sleep inside of a sukkah. He set up their beds inside of a sukkah. Shenu yamuflagim imena arba tefachim. That the noi, that the decorations were four tefachim away from the schach, which again, according to Rav Nachman, was completely fine. But he put Rabba Bar Rav Huna and Rav Chista to sleep in the sukkah, which they held was a problem. Lamaisa ishtiku v'loy amru lev v'loymidi. Lamaisa, when Rav Nachman brought them to their sukkah, so Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, they didn't say anything, they kept quiet. So Amar Lehu, Rav Nachman said to Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Hadar buhu rabbanim mishmatayu. Oh, is the pshat in the maisa that's happening over here? That you were chayzer? Because I remember one time we had a machlekas about it. You held that schach, that the decorations can't be four tvachim away. I'm putting you to sleep here. You're not saying anything. Is it the pshat that you were chayzer from your shita and that really you're masking to me now that it's kosher? Which is very interesting. It comes out meaning Rav Nachman knew exactly what he was doing when he put Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna to sleep in the sukkah. He knew, he remembered the machlekes exactly. He purposely put them into this sukkah. He wanted to see what they were going to say. Which reminds me of a story I once heard about Ramesha Heinemann, that apparently when he was in Lakewood, the way I heard the story at least, was that when he was in Lakewood, Sir Aaron appointed him to make the Eruv. And so Ramesha Heinemann, he asked Rav Aaron about different halachas, what he held about different scenarios with regards to Hilchos Erev. And Rav Aaron told him, just make the Erev and we'll discuss the shailas afterwards. So Rav Ramesha, when he went to make the Erev, he dafka put into the Erev all these different interesting shailas, so that afterwards when he showed Rav Aaron the Erev, he was able to hear what Rav Aaron held about all the different shailas. Lamaisa, that's not exactly the way this story happened. I was zeichah this past Pesach to be by Ramesha Heinemann, so I asked him about the story, if that's what happened, and he said not exactly. What happened was is they were learning Erevin in the yeshiva, and so Ramesha Heinemann he made a pretend Erev in the yeshiva campus. He made like a mock Erev around the yeshiva, and in that mock Erev he put in all these interesting shailas. And afterwards, when he brought Rav Aaron to the Erev to show him the Erev to see what he held, he was able to show him the shailas. But that's this idea. Also, Rav Nachman he dafka put Rabba Bar Rav Huna and Rav Chista into this matziv, he wanted to hear what they were going to say. Lamaisa, they went into the sukkah and they didn't say anything. So he said, should I take this as a sign that you were chayzer? So Amrulei, so they said to him, no, you should not take this as a sign that we were chayzer. Rather, anan shluchei mitzvah anan. We're shluchei mitzvah, we're on our way to do a mitzvah, and it would be too much of a hassle, we would lose out on the mitzvah if we would go looking for a sukkah. Upaturim in a sukkah. So the halacha is in such a situation, is that we're pater from sukkah. We'll learn more about this later on in the Masechta on Daf Chafava Min Aleph, but for our purposes. So they said that therefore we're pater from sukkah, that's why we didn't make a big deal about this. You're putting us into a sukkah that we held was problematic, but it's not a big deal because anyways, we hold that we're pater from sukkah. The Ritva learns from this Gemara a klal in Hilchos Lifnei Iver. because it comes that Rav Nachman he held that this such a sukkah was mutter. Says the Ritva, you see from this Gemara that if you hold that something is mutter, you're allowed to give it to your friend who holds that it's aser. That even though he holds it's aser, it's not considered lifnei iver as long as you hold it's mutter. You're allowed to give it to someone else who holds that it's aser as long as it's nicker, that the iser is nicker. Here too also, just like this case where Rav Nachman, he put Rav Chista and Rambam bar Rav Huna to sleep in a sukkah, obviously was nicker that the decorations are four tvachim away, being that he held it was mutter, there's no problem of lifnei iver to give it to someone else, even though that person holds that it's usser. There's a lot to talk about. They talk about different, it could be it's only if you hold that the other person's mamish making a mistake. It could be there's a difference between whether or not he's making a mistake or whether you hold that he's just being machmir. A lot of different details about this, perhaps for a different time. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel. And perhaps before we start, just a quick hakdama to this sugya. It's important to chazer over a little bit the end of the Mishnah that we had on Yudam and Aleph. Over there, the Mishnah was mechalik between two different beds. That there's a kinoif bed and a neklite bed. By a kinoif bed was a bed that has poles on all four of its corners, and you put a sheet on top of it, so there's mamash a full roof. So we said in the Mishnah that that's considered an ayo, and if a person sleeps underneath that roof, that tent, if he sleeps in such a bed, so he's not inside the sukkah, he's not yaitzeh the mitzvah of sukkah, because being that he's underneath another ayo, so that ayo is mafsik between him and the schach, and it's considered like he's sleeping under that ayo and not underneath the schach. So he's not yaitzeh the mitzvah of sukkah. That's when it comes to a kinaif. However, when it comes to the neklite bed, which is a bed that only has two posts, one by the feet, one by the head, and you hang over a sheet which forms some sort of canopy. So then, being that there's no roof, that's not considered an oil. And mamela, there's nothing to be mafsik between you and the schach, and you're allowed to sleep in such a bed inside of the sukkah, and it's still considered like you're sleeping underneath the schach. So now, with that hakdam in mind, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, mutter lishon bekilo basukkah. So the halacha is that you're allowed to sleep underneath in a kilo bed inside of the sukkah. Now, a kilo bed is somewhere in between kinoif and neklite. A kilo is more similar to the kinoif. It has a roof. It's a bed which has a roof, and we'll see later though that it's considered more kal than the kinaif, and we'll see why. But so a kilo bed, it has a roof. It's just it's a small roof, and so you're allowed to sleep under such a roof in such a bed inside of the sukkah. Af apishiyesh lagag, even though there is a gag, it has a roof. V'hu she'ina gavaya asara, as long as it's not 10 tefachim tall, you're allowed to sleep in such a bed. Now we'll explain exactly later what the difference between this and the kinaif is. But said Shmuel, you're allowed to sleep in such a bed inside of a sukkah. It's not considered an oil. A kilo is not considered an oil. Mamela, it's considered like you're still underneath the schach. Frak the Gemara, Tashima, Hayashi Mikilu Basukka, Lo Yatsi Dechavasai. Mamish a Brisa that says, Fakarit from Shmuel, it says straight out, if you sleep inside of a kilo, inside of a sukkah, you're not Yatsi the mitzvah of sukkah. The kilo is considered an ayal. Says the Gemara, it's not shver. Shmuel only said his din when the kilo is less than 10 tefachim. This could be talking about the kilo that the tent, that the sheet over is over the bed but with a height of at least 10 tefachim. That's why it's considered an ayo, and it's mafsik between you and the schach. If a person sleeps underneath a bed inside of a sukkah, and presumably a bed is not 10 tefachim tall, if you sleep underneath a bed inside of a sukkah, so you see that even something which is less than 10 tefachim could be considered an ayo. Says the Gemara, it's not true. That bed that we're talking about is a bed that's 10 tefachim tall, which we'll discuss more about this case later in the Gemara, but Shmuel said that price is talking about a bed that's 10 tefachim off the ground. That's why it's considered an ayo. Tashim afrek the Gemara, the Brisa says, Oisha piris gal gabi kinoifis psula, that if you put a sheet on top of a kinoifis, which is a bed that has four posts, so it's possible if you sleep under such a canopy, such a roof, so it's possible it's mafsik between you and the schach. Says the Gemara, hasem nami de gavi yaisara, again, we'll be madched that over there we're talking about where it's 10 tefachim tall, but if it's less than 10 tefachim, then it's not considered an oil. Frak the Gemara, v'loika taniachi, it's not true. It's mavur in the Braisa that by this case of kinoifis, even if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's still a problem. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Naklitin shnayim v'kinoifes arba. Now there's a difference between these two different types of beds. Naklitin is a bed that has two posts, and when you put the sheet over, there's no roof, it just makes a canopy. V'kinoifes arba, whereas a kinoifes has four posts, and when you put the sheet over, it forms a roof. Pirus lagabi kinoifes psulin. When you put a sheet on top of a kinoifes, and you sleep on that bed, underneath the roof, so that's mafsik between you and the sukkah, and so therefore you're not yoitzi the mitzvah of sukkah. Agabi naklitin ksheira. But if you put a sheet on top of the naklitin, which has two posts, so being that there's no roof, it's not considered an oil, and it's kosher. You're yaitzi the mitzvah of sukkah. Lo yehu neklitin gavayim in amita asara. As long as the sheet doesn't hover over the bed 10 tefachim, it's only if it hovers over the bed 10 tefachim. If it goes over the bed 10 tefachim, so then even by neklitin you have a problem. That which we said that there's a difference between neklitin and the kinoifes. That neklitin you're yaitzi. It's only if it's less than 10 tefachim. So what do you see? Mechal the kinoifes afal pisha in gavayin asara. That by kinoifes, even if it's less than 10 tefachim, it is considered an oil and it's a problem. The Brice is contrasting kinoifes with naklitin, and it's saying that naklitin you're yaitze, kinoifes you're not yaitze. And that case by naklitin is only when it's less than 10 tefachim. That means when it says that kinoifes you're not yaitze, it must be even when it's not 10 tefachim. So you see, you could have a kinoifes which has a full roof, it's considered an oil even when it's less than 10 tefachim. So how could Shmuel say that you're allowed to sleep in a kilo inside of a sukkah? Why is the kilo any better than this kinoifes? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you why it's better. Because shani kinoifes de kfiye. The reason why kinoifes could be considered an oil, even when it's less than 10 tefachim tall, it's because it's much more kavua. Fine, whatever it is, the beds, that they had different types of beds, and the kinoifes was considered more kavua. The sheet and the post, everything was more kavua, and therefore it was considered an oil, even when it was less than 10 tefachim. But the kilo, however it was made, and for whatever reason, it wasn't considered as kavua, and therefore it's only considered an oil if it's 10 tefachim tall. Frak the Gemara, v'ari sukkah gabe sukkah de kviya. How could you tell me that the chilek is because of kviyus, that be kinoifes, that because it's kavua, so therefore it doesn't need to be 10 tefachim. But by sukkah gabe sukkah, where it's kavua, sukkah's kavua, with regards to this, v'amar Shmuel, and still Shmuel said, kech she rekach psula, that it's own, that in order to have a problem of sukkah tacha sukkah, it's only considered a sukkah tacha sukkah for the bottom sukkah if the top sukkah is 10 tefachim tall. So you see that even though the sukkah is kavua, it's only considered an ayol when it's 10 tefachim tall. Says the Gemara, that's not shver. Amri, they said that hasam de la mifsal sukkah, you're coming to pasal the lower sukkah, ba'asara. So it's only considered a sukkah tacha sukkah if it's 10 tefachim tall, if the top sukkah is 10 tefachim tall. But hacha de la shavi ayola, batzer ma'asara nami havi ayola. But over here it's a completely different din. We're not coming to say that when you're sleeping underneath the sheet, anything to do with sukkah tacha sukkah. We're coming to say that it's an oil, and therefore it's mafsik between you and the schach. So that already is considered an oil, even when it's less than 10 tefachim. Something which is kavua, even if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's considered an oil. And therefore we could stick with the teretz, with the chilek that we said, that the difference between the kilo, that Shmuel was matir when it's less than 10 tefachim, and the kinoifes, which is aser, even when it's less than 10 tefachim, is because the kinoifes is kavua. Being that it's kavua, it's considered an oil, even when it's less than 10 tefachim. As opposed to the kilo, Shmuel said that you're allowed to sleep in the kilo as long as it's less than 10 tefachim, it's not considered an oil. It's only if it's 10 tefachim, so then it's considered an oil. Says the Gemara Veiter, Amar Rav Tachlifa bar Rav Yimi Amar Shmuel, Hayashim bakilo. So another halacha about a kilo, said Shmuel, one who sleeps inside of a kilo, nothing to do with sukkahs, stam, one who sleeps inside of a kilo bed, so it's this bed that has the sheets all around it, so and he's aram, and he's undressed, maitzi reish rechutz la kilo v'kairi kriyashma. So all he has to do is he sticks his head outside of the kilo, outside of the sheets, and he can read kriyashma. And Rashi explains that since a kilo is not considered an oil, so there's no problem of the fact that he's reading Kriya Shema undressed. If the kilo would have been considered an oil, like let's say a person's inside of a house, so you can't, as the Gemara is going to bring later, you can't just stick your head outside of the window and say Kriya Shema, because that's considered like you're seeing your erva. There's nothing separating your head from your erva, even though you stuck your head out the window. There's still nothing being mafsik. We say that your head goes basa the rive of your body, and it's considered like it's together with your erva, and you can't read Kriya Shema in such a state. However, since a kilo is not considered an oil, since it's not an oil, like Shmuel said before already, it's not considered an oil when it's less than 10 tefachim, memelo, if a person wants to read Kriya Shema, all he has to do is stick his head out of the kilo. Because since tequila is not an oil, it's like a shirt. It's no different than a shirt. So of course, if a person wears a shirt and your head sticking out, you're allowed to read Kriya Shema in such a state. That's not considered like, we don't say that your head is like underneath your shirt. Being that the shirt is being mafsik between the two, we don't say your head is like underneath the shirt and you can read Kriya Shema. So too, if a person's sleeping inside of a kila, he's allowed to just stick his head outside of the kila and he can read Kriya Shema. The Braisa seems to say straight out now like Shmuel. It says that if you're sleeping inside of a kila, you're not allowed to stick out your head and say Kriya Shema. So says the Gemara, that Braisa is discussing a kila which is 10 tefachim tall. It's considered an oil. Mamela, there's nothing being mafsik, and therefore we say that your head is like it's still inside of the kila. That's why you can't just stick your head out. Hachanami mistavra, and it's logical like that, that the Braisa is discussing a kilo which is 10 tefachim tall. Midikatani Sefer, from that which the Sefer says, Halamaza Doime, what's this case similar to? This case of the kilo, what's it similar to? That you can't say Kriya Shema. It's comparable to Aimid Bebayis Aram, to a person who's standing inside of his house while undressed. Shal Yaitzi Raisha Chutzachalain, you can't just stick your head outside of the window of Yikar Kriya Shema, because we still say that. It's like you are inside of your house. You, including your head, every part of you is still inside of your house. So Shema Mino, you see from there that when it says kilo, it's referring to a kilo which is like a bias, meaning it's an oil that is 10 tefachim tall. Now just the Gemara points out, ubayis nami afal pisha inguva yasara, when it comes to a house, so then if you're inside of a room, even if it's not 10 tefachim tall, kaven de kviya, since a house is very kavua, so ayolahu, that's considered an oil even when it's less than 10 tefachim tall, and you wouldn't be able to just stick your head out the room. Delay garami kinaifais, it's not any worse than a kinaifais, which we said is a bed that has the four posts, that we said, even if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's still considered an oil. For sure, a house that's less than 10 tefachim is not any worse than a kinaifes, and it's considered an oil even when it's less than 10 tefachim, and mainly you wouldn't be able to just stick your head out even when it's less than 10 tefachim and read Kriya Shema.